Scorpions Avenue.
It starts with a yawn, ends with a yawn. Ebony and Irony, the best sleeping aid.
Are you insinuating that I was tired just a while
ago? I wasn't insinuating. I was saying it because you was yawning and stuff.
Oh, I was yawning. Oh, so now you're speaking,
Ebonics.
African-American vernacular?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's called code switching.
Oh, so you were a code switcher.
Well,
or a switcher.
Code switcher.
Well, you're a cunt switcher.
Well, I haven't swapped my other parts out.
Okay, should we swap like our cunts? Yours is probably so.
After we get them surgically implanted, sure, why not?
Speak for yourself. You don't know what I have between my legs.
Let's keep it that way. I'm sorry. Let's keep it that way, you stupid bitch.
Your outfit is very cute, Bunny.
Well, we're going to be talking about Facebook, and this has a big fat stomach. This has faces on it.
And you have the little beret.
Yes, I do.
Wow. Who knew you knew anything about fashion?
But I hardly think it's fashion in size 24.
Is that a 24?
Plus size fashion. No, honey, it's custom.
Oh, it's custom.
Yes, girl.
It's custom,
make
girl.
Make no mistake, mama.
Yes, mama. Take it down to the pier and snatch trophies, girl.
Well, I know your look is custom, too, because who would sell that?
Do you remember one time you and I were getting out of a play?
No.
It was downtown somewhere. I forgot what it was. It was some play. And then you were out of drag and you went to go see it. And then I walked out and I was in drag and I was wearing this floral dress. And then I walk out and you was like, you're like, Monet, Monet. I was like, oh, hey, Bunny, how are you? I was like, long time no see. And you were like, yeah, yeah. She was like, I have one question though. Where did you get such a hideous outfit? Would it be Bob the drag queen? And I was like, how did you know? She was like, because only he would wear something that fucking ugly. It was a great time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what play that was.
I don't know. Something about colors.
Well, just suffice it to say that we're both highly cultured. And we do take in the theater from time to time.
Oh, you definitely have taken in the theater.
Ooh, I've taken in. But there are wild stories going on about Facebook.
There are, we need to talk about it.
Everyone is going on about it. I'm a Facebook, probably not just user, but addict.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're on Facebook, and you're on your, oh, you know what? Guys, we're going to get right into the headline today. This is a big headline. It's going to go on for a little while, and it was very big this week, so let's just jump right on into headliners. You are a bigger, so you do Twitter a lot, and you do Instagram, but you don't do stories and stuff on Instagram. You only, like, post on Instagram.
I post and leave because I don't care for Instagram.
Why?
Okay, so from a person who was around before the internet, and I was told you have to join Facebook by a friend in England. Uh-huh. So here's my trajectory. Mm-hmm. Facebook is what they call content rich. In other words, you can share photos, as much text as you like, links, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Twitter then became all the rage. And it was...
Twitter was before Instagram, though.
No, right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, got it.
Don't correct me until I'm wrong, which I will be. But the so Twitter was like a reduced amount of characters or small videos or a couple of photos. And then it was Instagram with just pictures. So do you know, I mean, I like looking at pictures, but I like thoughts and I like opinions and I like long ones. And so for me, it was like the equivalent.
Are you talking about social media apps or dicks? Like, I like big ones, I like small ones, I like tall ones. I like, what are we talking about?
Monet, it may surprise you to learn that I am straight. No, I do not like any dicks except for my own. I don't know what came over me. Someone slipped me the wrong hormones. That trajectory is like going from a novel to a cartoon with little bits of text to just pictures. So we're talking about a 5th grade to 13-year-old mentality on Instagram. So I posted. I mean, you have to be on Instagram now, or I mean, like literally, that gets you jobs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, if you have a job somewhere, people want you to promote it because you have X amount of followers.
Yeah,
and you know, blah 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 blah.
Followers are currency these days. And but you're like someone who like farts in a room and just leaves, because you will go on Instagram and you will post like the most vile Instagram posts about someone fisting Elmo or some bullshit, and then you will run away. That's you on Instagram.
I do engage, you know, in the comments, but sometimes... No, I do engage in the comments, but sometimes I am appalled at some of the attitudes that people, you know, I told a joke that was kind of mean.
Did you?
And they literally said,
"You?"
I know.
No.
They literally said, "That's Trumpian." Okay.
Did they really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think Bianca Del Rio is a Trump supporter. She tells lots of mean jokes. Yeah. This is just silly. You know, in fact, for this reason, they've said that only Republicans can have a sense of humor now, because the left is so precious about every fucking thing. Like, I've made fat jokes about myself.
Yeah.
And the audience has been like, oh, and I'm like, I ate the food. I didn't do the exercise.
Yeah.
You know, so at any rate, I think that the internet's a wonderful thing and I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It is also a cesspool.
I would agree with that.
And so, for example, if I want to Google a restaurant, what's the first things that come up? Delivery services, Grubhub, whatever. You have to really dig for the restaurant. So someone's their own site,
yeah.
You know. And so if someone sends you, you know, like a file or something to download or whatever, you know, that can give your computer a virus.
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to say as an old person is that, as a budding senior, is that there was a time when you got your...
budding senior.
There was a time when you got your information from people who you knew,
yeah,
and trusted,
yeah,
and who were accountable to you, you know, or there were a few papers and, you know, whatever. So what's happened now? And
yeah.
You want to... There's a Facebook whistleblower,
yeah,
has come out named Frances Haugen.
Mm-hmm.
She took research from Facebook, which shows that Facebook is doing damning things. Facebook, of course, owns Instagram and WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Now, they're doing things
one
like...
One would call it a monopoly.
Right, because so many people use it. It's a 17-year-old company, mm-hmm, that is worth $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. So even though some people could take the attitude that, well, you know, it's not necessary, it's actually the way a lot of people make their money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people communicate. Like, a lot of people don't have your real email now.
Oh, my
God.
They
have your Facebook.
That happened to me. When Instagram went down, literally that day I was supposed to meet with a designer to meet. I was going to his thing, and we didn't even exchange numbers. So we were just DMing back and forth. So when I was like, oh my God, now I'm gonna miss his appointment because I don't have his number, I can't text him. And it came up like right before I had to be there. So it all worked out. But I was like, I'm fucked. A lot of people I don't exchange numbers with. We just DM back and forth. What's your problem? What's
well,
your problem?
I mean, I thought you were going to say my mother. I didn't have her number. We DM. Yeah, you know what? And then the thing is, I don't even check my Instagram messages because I'm just not that engaged with it. I urge people not to send me messages on Feces Book. But at any rate, what Frances Haugen is saying that the internal Facebook research said is that they gin up the algorithms so that you are confronted with the most salacious stuff. And one example that was given is like 25 things that white people say. And so they said that in the comments, you know, it's just like everyone getting into a race war over this, you know, article. And I'm not saying that the article shouldn't be written, but she said that the Facebook could be a good thing. That's why she wanted to work there. And they used to share self-help articles or, you know, things like that. But, you know, actually, I noticed this on Twitter, too, about 2 years ago. I would be like, I'm not following this person. Why did they come up? They're also pushing the most salacious thing because this would be the most different. Like, the most likely I'm going to say, even this the blonde woman from Fox, not Laura Ingraham.
Megyn Kelly?
Yes. Oh, no. It's the one that I really can't stand.
Meghan McCain?
She's young. Pretty with long hair.
Pheromone?
I said pretty. you know, anyway, it's a mess.
Well, I will say, and I get your point, but I think Twitter recently cleaned it up, whereas they don't show you people you don't follow anymore. But what they have done is, like, let's say I follow Rush Limbaugh, and I like his comment. Now, since you follow me, it's going to pop up on yours.
That's right.
Because they're trying to make that connection. That is one thing. So Frances Haugen, she was speaking to the Senate subcommittee about regulating Facebook and all of their missteps. Because her point is, when we found out that seatbelts could save people's lives, we made that a federal law. Well, and maybe it's still state to state. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me. And when we found out that cigarettes were fucking killing people, we regulated cigarettes. So she's saying Facebook is actively doing things that are harming people's lives and it's not healthy. So we need to regulate Facebook.
Yes.
And that was her meeting with the Senate subcommittee.
Well, she mentioned that Instagram, young teen girls and younger look on Instagram and there's like, they said that it makes them feel suicidal.
Yeah.
That it makes them have severe body images and they get hooked. And so they, even though they feel bad from it, they keep on going back because these are very, very, I mean, they're playing mind games with us. Look, I knew this was the case when Facebook started. Facebook exists to gather your information.
Oh, for sure.
That's how they know what posts to show you. They you know, all that Farmville Farmville and put your but this app will make you look like a movie star or it'll make you look like you're 75 years old.
Scanning your fucking face.
Yeah. You know, so that seizes your information as well. And then the idiots, if I buy something online, which during COVID I did sit and buy some stupid stuff that took forever to get here and then wasn't even what it looked like.
Like this dress?
Well, this was actually, I mean, the thing is, let me tell you this, girls, an XL in China ain't an XL over here, so let me tell you.
This is supposed to be a gown, y'all, but yeah, it's stopping at her thigh.
Anyway, so say Facebook presents itself like, oh, here's your friendiversary with this person, and they create a little slideshow, or you know, they present themselves as friendly, or here's your memory, your Facebook memories, but they are actually conniving. I mean, they always were conniving. That is their business model, and you know, I think we've talked about this before, but
what?
Facebook is brutal when it comes to censoring people. Jane County was kicked off. She's trans. For using the word that rhymes with granny to refer to trans people.
Trans folks, yeah.
You know, I have been kicked off multiple times, including one time they just kicked me off and said, you don't even, you know, get to come back on because I posted a picture of a black guy who was a runner in the Olympics. This picture was all over every news thing. He like won the big prize and he had a big prize hanging down the leg and and some cycling shorts. And I'm like, they cut me off. I'm like, wow, the Facebook censors must have some tiny dicks because that really shouldn't bother you. I mean, I mean, you know, whatever. But so, yeah, I mean, even advertisers in gay clubs who put up, you know, guys in their underwear for gay nights or whatever, they shut them down to where the advertisers that have spent, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars, you know, don't know what to do. And then we also have to remember that weird Facebook time when they made all of the drag queens change their names.
Oh, my
to
God.
Their real...
I forgot about that. And then, oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So there was a time, it was what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago where Facebook did this thing. So lots of drag queens, they have their names on Facebook as their drag personas. Lady Bunny, Monet Exchange, Bianca Del Rio, Bob the Drag, whatever it is. And then one day everyone woke up and no one could get in, all the queens could not get into their accounts. Like, what is going on? And in order to get your account back, you had to submit a valid ID, either a driver's license, a state ID, or passport showing your government name, or else you cannot get back into your account. Now, again, like Bunny said, Facebook is a way that a lot of queens, that's how you can promote your shows, market yourself, make your money. So you're like, I am locked out of my cash flow. Like, I can't promote my show. Like, so everyone had to do this. So all these queens had their real government names. And I feel like you said, Facebook doesn't care what your fucking name is. They wanted to do that as a way to get information on you.
Yes, because if you're male, you'll get certain things. Mm-hmm. If you're female, yeah, and, you know, another thing is, like, they're trying to be so politically correct and shut Jane County off, who is a trans fucking icon. And, you know, they made the trans people use their real name. Because not all trans people change their names. That's why Alana Starr left. Because she either didn't want her real name known, or her legally on her ID, it's still another thing. I don't know exactly what, but that was like, so Sister Roma from the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence in San Francisco marched with a bunch of drag queens.
The queens with the white makeup face, guys.
Yeah,
they
wear nun drag.
They're
activists and personalities, and Sister Roma is billed as the most photographed nun in the world. I wouldn't doubt
it.
Well, that's what she's
got billed.
I mean, are you the great and wonderful Monet Exchange? Because that's what you call yourself. So, I mean, you know, but yeah, they marched to the in San Francisco, they marched to the fucking Facebook offices. They said, no, this is transphobic. It's drag phobic. And so then I was actually one that was shepherded in by Roma to submit my ID. Of course, I learned after that you can submit your ID with Photoshop because I ain't going to be there looking at
some dresses. Oh, I
beat the system.
So,
a shady friend of mine turned me onto that little sneak trick.
Wait, did it happen to you?
Yes.
It did.
No, and so here's the funny thing about that. So, look, I mean, you know, I mean, honey, you don't walk around like looking like this thinking that you're fooling anybody. But, you know, everyone
I mean,
was
blind
so...
people.
I'm passing amongst the blind community. Everyone was so upset on Facebook. They were like, oh my God, we've got to get, you know, your name back. And I was like, maybe my illusion's a little bit more convincing than I had thought. Because I was like, y'all do know that this isn't the one that goes to the grocery store. You know, you do know that.
To be fair, you're in New York City. I've definitely seen someone get buying their groceries looking exactly like you, for sure.
Lucky them. At any rate, it's Facebook presents itself as, oh, our friend. You know, it started off, what was it, Hot or Not. It's like the Facebook, the Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, and the co-founder's original idea was to have you rated faces.
I didn't know this.
Of people who you didn't know, and then, you know, you would look at your rating. So, I mean, it's not exactly a nice thing. Of course, then in the 2016 election, they were faulted for actually running ads from Russia. Now, I'm someone who does not believe that Russia is the biggest threat to this country or that Donald Trump was it, but they testified.
I think super gonorrhea is.
That's right. They testified, for sure. Facebook testified that they took Russian rubles for ads during the election.
Of course.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, are you now doing what Frances Haugen is accusing you of, and just sacrificing, you know, people's well-being, you know, having a safe, fun place or a place, you know, for dollars, because the mean headlines keep people engaged.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I think another big thing I noticed that is how affected people were by Facebook and Instagram being down. I mean, people were losing their minds. And again, like we discussed before, for a lot of influencers, creatives, drag queens, it is a source of income. But to see how many people, like globally, I mean, Zuckerberg lost allegedly $7 billion for the few hours that it was down. So it's like, in those few hours, if you lost $7 billion, then I think that is letting us know that we can take him to task and the government should regulate what the fuck he's doing.
Yes, I want to add on to your point about drag queens and people who make money, influencers or whatever. Honey, real people have no communication.
Yeah.
Like we said, we don't even have anyone's number.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it was a little bit of a freak out. But apparently what happened is that they could not get into work because the internet was down. They couldn't get in. The employees of Facebook could not get into the conference room. And then I believe what happened is they just had to go to the server in the air conditioner thing and flip it on and flip it off. And that was the problem.
I don't believe that.
I think that's what it was.
Sure. I don't believe that. Bunny, you think out of all these motherfucking smart ass people in this fucking thing that they were like, ooh, we didn't turn the switch on and off. No way.
No, babe. It's like their badges didn't work. They couldn't enter the building. They couldn't enter the conference room because all that's internet.
So who got in?
I don't know, but they did get into the server and basically flip it on and flip it off. From what I understand, there may be more out today because this story is developing. And that's the only kind of story you'll get on Ebony. Hot and fresh. Well, hot. I mean, Ebony.
Well, you know, so allegedly, the big thing people are saying is that the reason this happened was because they were trying to slow down the testimony, or they didn't want a lot of people to see it, or they didn't want it to be shared on Facebook and Instagram. I'm like, yes and no, maybe. Like, I mean, the information would get out there anyway. There's nothing that Facebook could do to stop us from hearing the information from this hearing with Haugen and the subcommittee. There's no way. Mm. I mean, this being down maybe would have halted it a little bit, but we would find out information. So
Well, people report on what goes on in the Senate. It's not like you're
you know. So I don't see that being the reason to do all of this. Like, maybe it was just all a coincidence. It all happened at the same time. But who's to say? But the bigger thing at hand is that which Ms. Haugen was taking the task was the government not shutting down, but regulating Section 230. Section 230 basically grants immunity for websites, and so that they're not liable for people who go through mental health struggles because of things on Facebook or Instagram. So it alleviates the burden from the provider, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, for it being their fault if you inflict self-harm or something like that from things that you experience through their apps.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, is like a book publisher, because if someone's book slanders someone or whatever, you don't sue the publisher. They're just an avenue for the information. So, you know, it lets, you know, Facebook be uncensored. And actually what Francis is calling for is more censorship. She wants it to be safer. She wants to address these algorithms. I don't know how you would address, you know, the things that teen girls, you know, go through. I mean, if they're getting
and boys, if we're
cutting down on things that deceive, are we going to get rid of filters? Are we going to get rid of, or even before there was the internet, are we going to get rid of the fashion magazines with anorexic 16-year-old models on them, which send an impossible image of beauty? I mean, we didn't do anything about that. They do use a few, you know, more plus size models, a few more models of color, trans models here and there. But basically, no, they didn't do anything about that. And you know, it's like that brings me to another question.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that. And she is calling for censorship. in a way.
She is. She's. I mean, I'm not saying that these if these are having negative effects on people, so then they shouldn't be censored or, you know, have regulations, you know, about not jamming your feed with these algorithms of stuff that make you argue because it makes Facebook more money. Now, they actually stopped that before the last election, and then they went into it. Now, you got to remember that Facebook was very much criticized by Democrats for these Russian ads, which they did take out. Now, one of them was a cartoon of Bernie Sanders in a swimsuit with a lot of muscles, and I supported Bernie. I'm gay, we know. I sure did not get turned on or would not vote for him because I saw a stupid cartoon that some fool in Russia tried to, I mean, you know, there was another one about Jesus and masturbation, so I'm like, wow, okay, we have enemies. I don't know how effective they are. There was one about Hillary Clinton that was obviously more, I mean, I think something with her and devil worship or something like that, that was more, you know, don't vote for this person. Yeah, yeah. But Bernie in a cartoon, Bernie in a Speedo, I mean, y'all wasted that 10 grand or whatever you spent.
Did you come to it? Bunny, if you had the chance to fuck Bernie Sanders, would you? If Bernie Sanders came to your apartment and slipped his penis into your vagina, would you like it?
I would say it's huge. I don't see Bernie in that way.
Okay.
But so this is another way to look at it. And there's people who want more regulations, censorship. There's people who want less regulations and censorship. And then there's people that want regulations for certain things like monopolies, which, you know,
AOC, she put out a really great video about it. Right. And this all happened the other day.
But another way to look at this is limit what your kids see on.
But it's hard. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like as times evolve and change, that's getting harder to do. Gone are the days where you can put the TV off and your kid didn't have an access line to. Well, bitch, now literally something on your wrist, the size of a silver dollar, an Apple Watch or a Samsung Watch, you have an entire gateway into the whole world. Like, it's impossible to ask for, like, parents can only do so much nowadays. Like, you kids have access to everything.
But kids have access to, Ghislaine Maxwell and whatever Epstein. They have access to drugs on the schoolyard. They have access to, but how do you raise your kid? And at what point is this your responsibility? I mean, is Facebook getting so crazy? Because, you know, like I say, Twitter banned me once, and this wasn't a ban. This was a, we've stopped your account.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, I posted a picture of Bianca Del Rio's West End show in London and said, I'm coming to see you, Lezzer, which is an archaic slang, UK slang for lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that was so offensive, archaic.
I was offended. I reported it. It was ridiculous.
And they had to, so the average person may not have gotten back their account, but I had some people, you know, like Andy Cohen and Bianca and whatever, you know, tweet for me, you know, and whatever, until they did, you know, reinstate me. But they're already missing the mark, because let's not forget what Facebook's business model is. If in doubt, block. If in doubt, ban. So this is why they even to spite their advertisers, they just, and you know, these people may not even be in the U.S. They
right.
may be in India. They may not understand gay subtext. Someone was kicked off for being called bitch. That's a greeting in the gay community.
Yeah.
So on one hand, they're like trying to protect us, but on the other hand, they don't even know how to.
Yeah.
I mean, could they not have looked at me on that thing to Bianca, say, oh, well, look, they follow each other.
Yeah.
They're back and forth all the time with bullshit, you know, teasing each other. But no, they don't. They just block. So that's what keeps Facebook so lucrative. They don't invest in the people to find out what's really going on.
Yeah.
And they just, if in doubt, block.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
their advertisers. Brandon Voss has spent tens of thousands over the years. Facebook won't even have anyone that you can, until you've spent tens of thousands, that you can pick up the phone and call about their extremely confusing ads.
Well, that's my thing with all these people, like Google, like Apple, like Facebook, like that you cannot pick up a phone and call someone and be like, I'm having this problem. Right. Like, that drives me insane. Or a lot of places now, it's all automated. You call someone, you can't even speak to a live person.
Oh, I know. And sometimes they say, do you want to have the do a customer survey at the end of the call? And I'm like, give me some good service first. You know? I mean, you've already fucked it up.
Right.
You know? It's like, can you believe those things at the airports that are like, you know, push one of these three buttons to rate your bathroom experience? It came out, okay? I mean, what was I expecting? Oh, if every toilet passed the white glove test. I mean, you know, what? And like, you really want, men, not that I'm in the men's room, but men don't wash their hands. That's been proven. So you know what? Yeah, sure, let's put some buttons we can push after all this, you know, all those nasty.
I can tell you how many times I go to an airport bathroom or a public bathroom and dudes, they just pee and they just go straight out the door. It drives me crazy.
And so you run after them saying, can I lick sir? It? But so the, now, I did see an interview on some news channel with Monica Bickert, who is a Facebook person, who was clear to note that Mrs. Francis's research was stolen, which is why they call her
a whistleblower. Yeah.
Now, so Daniel Hale is a whistleblower, the kind of whistleblower that I call a whistleblower, who was just sentenced to 4 years in prison because he was a soldier who revealed that 90% of Obama's drone bombing victims hit civilians. So 10 hit the enemies. And we're not supposed to know that because we... So
why is he in jail?
Because that's what we do to whistleblowers. And that's why some people are questioning, so here's this whistleblower, Catherine, you know, who McPhee. did take info from Facebook.
Francis Haugen.
McDonald.
That's a lady from Smash, sorry. Francis Haugen, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, usually whistleblowing is telling on stuff like, you know, Julian Assange saying, y'all cheated Bernie Sanders in 2016, or this war was illegal, or whatever. And it's stuff that the government, that we're shocked to find out that our government did that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Daniel Hale, like that is another, you know, we're shocked to find out that many were civilian deaths. So in a way, Catherine is a whistleblower, technically, but instead of facing jail, she has an email for her press contact. Edward Snowden is in hiding in Russia. You know, she has an email contact. She has a press person, and she's calling for more censorship. Now, here's what's really weird. Both Republicans and Democrats want more censorship. Mm-hmm. The Republicans, Ted Cruz, is going on about how, you know, these girls are getting these bad messages from Instagram. But what the Republicans really don't like about Instagram and Facebook is that Silicon Valley is, for the most part, in the pocket of Democrats. Mm-hmm. And so what Catherine is saying, in addition to the young girls, is that we want to stop the spread of information like anti-vaxxers, like the kind of stuff that led to the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
And that would be a gray area because you don't want to see people killing people on Facebook, and you don't want to see, you know, you don't want to see a group to get together to, you know, take down the government or to kill, you know, Nancy Pelosi or decertify the election or whatever. Now, I would not dress up like Jamiroquai.
Who the hell is Jamiroquai?
That man, the man with the red, white, and blue face that looked like
Jamiroquai. That's the name?
Jamiroquai, you don't know that?
I never heard of that.
girl, that's some white soul music. from England. He is the bomb. They said he sounded like Stevie Wonder. And some of them said that he was copying Stevie Wonder. But I said, you know what? Stevie Wonder is so incredible that if you're anything at all like Stevie Wonder, I'm all ears. But anyway, he wore those big fur hats. The one with red, white, and blue makeup.
Okay, I remember
him.
Was
kind of the face of the insurrection.
Yeah.
So, I mean, while I would not wear a Jamiroquai hat and red, white, and blue makeup, and I would not carry guns and bombs, I would love to see average Americans go to the Capitol and demand health care, the kind they have in every other country. So I'm not averse to the idea of, you know, I mean, I don't think that there was any truth to the fact that the election was
stolen.
So yeah. I don't agree with their cause. But the part that worries me is, whenever you say we've got to get rid of bad information, mm-hmm. who decides that it's bad?
That's a fair assessment.
Because Francis, we're all over the place with her name, she is recommending that the censorship come from the government. And look at all the stuff that the government does not want us to know. You know, it's like there was a story right before this past election in 2020 about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son's mm-hmm. laptop, showing emails that said, you know, cut Joe Biden in with a deal with these foreign companies. He got a large amount of money from the richest woman in Moscow, you know, blah, 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 blah. He worked at a Ukrainian oil firm and whatever. Mm. So they did not permit that New York Post story about this to go on Facebook or Twitter. And if I'm not mistaken, the New York Post even had their Twitter account taken down. I do not like the right-wing New York Post, but it is a major newspaper, and I don't believe in censoring something just because I disagree with them.
Your point of view.
You know, and so
I think it crossed the line when that information is damaging. Like, for example, the insurrection, that is something that we can all agree was damaging.
Right.
It wasn't your opinion, my opinion. It was something that was, people died.
One.
Oh, there was two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, people died. So I think we can all agree collectively that that is something dangerous and should not be spread.
Right. But just because I'm on the left, I don't agree that... there's a biographer that just wrote a book called The Bidens. Mm-hmm. He did what every reporter should have done when this story came out. He contacted the people who those laptop of Hunter Biden's email was from, and they verified it. So all of our journalists did not do that. And it turns out that they are real. And that they, you know, so I would not vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, but that information before an election, it deserves to be out there. Because they are withholding, you know, they're withholding pertinent information to the election. And we can't just say because we didn't want Trump to win that they should be able to keep that. Because that, you know, that's just not the truth. I mean, the truth was confirmed in all those journalists. So it's like another thing is Russell Brand. Do you know him?
Russell, the comedian.
He's an English guy with long hair.
Yeah, the comedian.
And he's very, so he has recently been branded an anti-vaxxer. He's not an anti-vaxxer. He just has questions. And he also had Candace Owens on.
Oh, God.
Who said this crazy thing. This is what they're trying to accuse him of. Is that, you're fostering a right-wing audience. And so I think that they tried to demonetize his...
channel?
Yeah, they I mean, it blew up all over the press. So she sat there and said that, you know, all the rich, you know, 1%, you know, they were all socialists who didn't want to you to get where they got to because they're socialists. And Russell Brand was like, what? You know, no, Jeff Bezos is not a socialist. He doesn't. Amazon doesn't pay any taxes.
Yeah.
This is a right wing fantasy that he corrected. Joe Biden is not under the sway of AOC and Bernie Sanders. I wish, you know. So
yeah.
It's like the we I don't want there to be a state-sanctioned truth. And actually, this Francis was one of 200 people who decided to keep that Hunter Biden laptop story, which ended up being true, off of Facebook. So it's like, I don't, yes, reform Facebook, but I don't, I want to be able to look and see what I think for myself, you know?
I think that with people like Russell Brand and like Nicki Minaj, who we've deemed anti-vaxxers, I think that the issue is when you are a celebrity, when you have millions of people who follow you and watch your content, you saying that you don't take something becomes all of those people's who love and support you, they're like, then I'm not going to do it either, which creates the hysteria, which creates the anti-vaccine mentality. So I think for an average person who does not have that access to millions of people and followers to influence, then that's one thing. But if you are Nicki Minaj or Russell Brand or Cardi B or Bianca the Royal Lady Bunny, whoever, if you are that person, then I think that it is your obligation to keep that information to yourself and not spread it, because the more all these people who love Lady Bunny, who love me, who love Bianca, and they were like, well, if Bianca's not doing it, money's not doing it, I'm not going to do it either. And then it becomes an issue, which is, well, it's tricky.
Should Nicki, who often, you know, her shtick is often, sometimes, I'm a bitch, you know, are we asking her to be, you know, responsible? Should people be responsible?
I don't know.
Oh, it's really hard to define responsible. Yeah. And it's also really hard to say, you know, things like should. But there've also been, I mean, I was on the YouTube channel of a progressive named Ron Placone. He woke up one day. He's been doing video newscast and comedy for years. His channel was gone. Other people who are progressives.
Deplatforming you.
Yeah, deplatforming people. So it's not just people having the insurrection and planning it. It's not just extreme acts of violence. It's stuff that the state doesn't want us to know about. WSWS.org, which is Worldwide Socialist, you could call it a seditious lefty site, but it's very intelligent people who happen to be socialist and push, you know, that point of view. They were censored. So it's I don't know where to draw the line. I mean, I would love for, you know, teenage girls not to feel suicidal.
Yeah.
You know, I also can tell you for a fact that I'm addicted to Facebook. And, you know, sometimes in, you know, my personal life, if I call a drag queen, she won't pick up the phone. She'll post, Lady Bunny called. I'm like, oh, so the personal moment that we're supposed to, I mean, I'm not that big of a deal. The personal moment that we were supposed to have is instead becomes, it's nothing except
a moment.
Something that she can let everyone else know that I called. So it's you know, and I mean, sometimes I'm walking around thinking, this happened to me in my life. How could I spin this to make it cute for Facebook, or what picture would go, you know, with this? And, you know, sometimes it's like I'm thinking, oh, how do I get those likes or, you know, whatever? Yeah. And I'm looking around at an apartment that hasn't been cleaned in a while. So it's like, I mean, it's like we are in their world. I mean, it's you know, it's definitely here to stay. And I don't know what should be done, but I do think that there should be more choices and there shouldn't be a monopoly. Someone pointed out that if Amazon Web Services had gone out, which is one part of Amazon, this could have been credit card transactions, you know, to you know, beat the band. I mean, this could have been, you know, like in Christmas season or something like that. So, you know, I don't know where to draw the line. This is one of the quotes. This is actually a quote from Andy Stone from Facebook, who works at Facebook.
Oh.
just pointing out the fact that, and you know, listen, that sometimes Mark Zuckerberg doesn't even go to testify before Congress. So it's not like they're going to be, yay, 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 we'll do what we can. Because they're, you know, what Andy said to rebut all this, just pointing out the fact that Frances Haugen did not work on child safety or Instagram or research these issues and has no direct knowledge of the topic from her work at Facebook. And as she herself just said under oath, I don't work on it. And meaning I don't work on that thing. Here's what Haugen said.
Yeah.
Facebook's own research about Instagram, which I guess is what she took, contains quotes from kids saying, I feel bad when I use Instagram, but I also feel I can't stop. And
I mean, to rebut Andy's thing, you don't need to be in the house to know that it's on fire, which I can see that the house is on fire down the block.
Right, but that wasn't her. He's saying that wasn't her area of expertise. He may be lying. I don't know him or her.
Yeah.
You know, but it's I don't remember whose quote this is, but it's someone saying it's a sewer of self-harm, suicidal ideation. I don't even know what that means.
Like if you have suicidal ideas, thoughts and
ideas.
Stop
trying to put ideas in my head. Eating disorders, bullying, unattainable body goals, inappropriate sexual info, and so much more. Here's another take. Social media does not make kids or anyone feel bad. The users do.
I mean,
and it's not just bullying. Even positive posts can make someone feel bad. Friends looking happy while you're not, or worse, left out. How can tech fix that? Only education and becoming savvier users can.
I mean, it's so difficult with. I mean, I agree with that too. I'm like seeing pictures of all your friends being happy, or all your friends went to a trip to Burbank and no one invited you, and you're like,
and you just got fired.
You just got fired. Yeah. You know what I mean? So anything can trigger these things. I do think for younger kids who are their brains are still forming and they're so impressionable. Yes, they may be more susceptible to it, but I don't know if I don't know. It's a very nuanced thing. Who knows why? What do you think the solution is? I don't know what the solution is.
I don't know. I mean, this is like, it has to do with monopolies.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Do I use social media too much? I do. do I think it's more, do I think that I didn't encounter self-harm and body issues and bullying and, well, maybe a little bullying, but it was me doing it. I didn't encounter that when I was just dealing with friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that you can hide behind, you know, the internet and say the cruelest things imaginable.
The question is, when you were younger, was there an equivalent that you think that there's a parallel to something that was trendy at the time that would have caused suicide ideation or people to feel bad about themselves? Is there an equivalent back when you guys were playing around with dinosaurs and shit?
Like, I mean, how is that? You know, some kids didn't do well with competition, so that might make them feel less than.
Yeah.
But it's you know, you were basically dealing with real people. You weren't dealing with people hiding behind a profile or who were emboldened by the fact that you would never, you know, meet anyone. You know, the death threats that some drag race competitors get over stuff that's pretty, you know, I mean.
I told Lady Bunny to shut up in the workroom. Monet, I want you to die. You should never tell Lady Bunny to shut up, you fucking fat black pig bitch.
Oh, don't you? They said that?
You.
I called you fat. Girl, now if I'm fat shaming you, you need to go on a diet. Okay, right away. Another thing I wanted to say that this is a mental health expert named Stephen Hassan, PhD. Mark Zuckerberg could tailor his algorithms for better aims, but he doesn't. He wants to maximize time on his channels, even if that means prioritizing conflict and conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
He wants people to be addicted to his platforms and has intentionally designed his products to do this. So I know there's an article where people who work in Silicon Valley, you know, on these platforms, who say their kids are not allowed near this.
I mean, it's smart.
But these platforms have so much money that they can contribute to politicians.
It's also impossible. Yeah, sure, you can stop your 6, 7, 8, 9 year old. Bitch, by the time you're 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it's impossible to stop kids from being on social media. Like, they're going to go to school, their friends are going to have it, not unless you keep your kid in a fucking box in your house and they don't ever get to experience the world. Just like
Is that wrong? Keeping the kid in the box?
My friend. She's older, and she had her kid, and she would never let her kid eat junk food. Her kid was not allowed to eat junk food. It was not a thing. Bitch, as soon as he got to middle school, what was he doing? Eating fucking junk food. Because it's impossible to stop. They're going to interact with other kids. They're going to do it. So you cannot... These fucking rich people in Silicon Valley keeping their kids away from social media, sure, because they're young. When they're in high school, going away to college, become adults, they're going to use the social media.
Right.
It's inevitable.
Right. So, I mean... But with everyone being anonymous, how could it become less toxic? I don't know.
I don't know how to make it. I don't think there's a way for it to be less toxic.
Yeah. I mean,
it kind of is what it is.
But I think that the argument Francis is making is that Facebook made it more toxic on purpose,
right,
to where the conflicts are thrown in our face, and they did it for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they go on about the, you know, oh, here's your friendiversary, and, you know, all this stuff is like you know, oh, the here's your Facebook memories or whatever. And it's just like
Facebook memories?
Memories.
Okay.
Memories.
What you?
So this is something else. Both President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump agreed that Section 230 must be significantly changed to rein in the power of big tech companies.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'll go ahead. Do you remember that net neutrality thing that happened? What happened to that? Everyone was all up in arms about net neutrality, and we needed to not let the net neutrality thing happen, or else it was going to be like the end of whatever. And then it passed, and then I never heard anything about net neutrality ever again.
I think they saved it, but what they were trying to do is make the websites that paid come up more, which is essentially what they've already got, because that's what I'm talking about when you
Uber
look at the restaurant and you get Uber Eats and Grubhub,
Seamless,
and you know, all that. So I mean, we already kind of have that. So I think that they did maintain net neutrality, but what they didn't want it to do is, you know, say if there's this is the nature of the internet anyway, because if there's a story about a doctor who's controversial and you want to look him up, you're going to get Yahoo, you know, New York Times, blah, 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 before you're going to get the doctor's own website to check out what he's saying.
Yeah, got it.
But so the when they took that Hunter Biden story down, it was deemed misinformation or possibly even hacking. Mm. You know, I don't know if they said Russian hackers, but I bet they did. So, so now, does that mean that we should have the right to keep any disinformation off of these things? Because again, who decides on it? And would I be able to report Bob the Drag Queen for saying I am talented and funny? You know, I mean, would I be able to?
Yeah.
Because, okay, here's something else that happened recently. A couple months ago, Joe Biden met with the Israeli, is it prime minister or premier? I don't know.
Prime minister.
So they're now on their fourth booster in Israel.
Oh, really? Yeah, my friend's got his third here.
Yeah, I'm getting mine in around Thanksgiving.
Got it.
I've already consulted my doctors. my doctors, yeah.
What are you getting on Thanksgiving?
Oh. so now Joe Biden said that he was planning to give the boosters on 8 months after our last vaccines,
mm-hmm.
but because of Delta or whatever his reason, he was thinking of moving it up to 5. The CDC immediately came out and said, we do not have the science to back that up. Give it to older people and immunocompromised people. We will research that, but we don't have the science to back that up. Then 2 senior officials at the FDA, the head of the vaccine department review, mm-hmm. and his deputy resigned, saying, we do not have the science to recommend boosters for everyone, except for the older.
Yeah.
We need to give those vaccines, if we really want to do the best we can with them, to poor countries that ain't got one vaccine while y'all sit. So is that misinformation? Is that going against science if the CDC and the FDA immediately, because we don't like Donald Trump. I don't love Joe Biden, you know, but it, that is not exactly the right information as pertains to science, but it's just going to turn into who is calling the shots.
Well, but that's also the thing. Yes, the CDC came out, but then you also have doctors like Fauci and them saying, oh, get a booster shot.
Right.
So it's like so many conflicting messages about what you should do about this pandemic that has scared so many people. You know what I mean? So yes, on one hand, according to the CDC, it's misinformation. But according to Dr. Fauci, no, you should get it. So it's like,
well, at one point, the CDC came out and said, this was in May, and said that we have deemed that it is safe to fly domestically and internationally, but we only recommend essential travel because of the high rate of infection. I said, that's two messages in one that contradict each other. So it's like, you know, listen, I've already gotten my flu vaccine. You know, I mean, I had that 2 weeks ago. Oh. So, you know, I mean, I'm getting the booster, and I'm far from anti-vax. But that doesn't mean that I think people like Russell Brand, who ask questions, should be slammed or should be deplatformed or smeared, you know, or whatever. You know, an interesting thing about that Cardi B thing where she said that her... Nicki Minaj.
Wow. Not all color people the same.
I like Cardi B. That's why I was... So the Nicki was saying that her friend's testicles swelled up as a result of the vaccine. Now, I don't follow Nicki's... Okay. I don't follow Nicki's beefs. Mm-hmm. But right after that, there was a huge relationship cheating scandal with Nicki that I saw blow up to like more than coverage than I even saw for this. And so I couldn't help but wonder, has she gone against the official, you know, is she now considered an anti-vaxxer? You know,
no, what it was, there's a story, her, the guy she's married to, her husband, Mr. Petty, there are allegations that he was sexually with someone at underage, mm-hmm. and he had been arrested, and he was a sexual... What do you call people who get arrested for...
Lady Bunny? deviant? Pervert? Molester? Bob the Drag Queen?
a predator. He was a sexual predator.
Soju. And then, meet me, I'm first.
So he was a predator, so he was arrested for that.
Wait, I got it!
What?
Sherry Pie!
Oh, my God. So there are reports that her husband and Nicki, they were like talking to this woman, trying to bribe her to not testify in court so that he doesn't go to jail. So that's what that story was. But that's been going on for at least a year and a half already. So it was just exacerbated by her coming out by that. People were like, oh, so you're anti-vaxxer and this? And that was blowing up a lot.
Okay. I noticed that, like, wow, I haven't heard this much about, you know, Nicki and relationship
stuff. It's going on for a while.
Okay. But I mean, I just wondered if she wasn't being penalized by the
Illuminati.
Media, the media that wants you to basically do what the government, you know, says. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a tendency among people on the left, I'm going to say specifically liberal Democrats, to say things like Don Lemon said, which is, I'm tired of coddling the people who won't get vaccinated. They're stupid and, you know, da 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 da. So, or they'll say, the stupid Trumpers in those red states, just let them die. And people, you know, they think I'm a bitch because of my comedy, but I don't want people to die. And my parents live in a red state. You know, they're not red, but they live in a red state. So I don't really know where that is going, because it's not just Trumpers. Black people do not want to get the vaccine.
I have a lot of black friends that won't get the vaccine. I'm like, y'all are stupid. Like, I mean, all the information is here for us. We have been taking vaccines for years. Measles, mumps, polio. Gotta, to go to fucking school back in the day, you had to have a fucking a rap sheet of shots you've taken. So now all of a sudden, bitch, and also if the government was trying to get you, they'll put shit in your McDonald's. They'll put shit in your Chipotle. They'll put shit in, like, other things that you would not even be suspecting. It's not in a fucking vaccine for this pandemic. So if all these people in these states had this information, all these black people, all the Trumpers, all whoever, if you have this information, you still won't get it, then I don't want to be penalized for you. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, I agree with that, but let me just tell you what Bradley Beal. Who is a I believe basketball player, very attractive black guy, he said, you want me to get the vaccine and so that I don't spread it to you, but you're vaccinated and you can also spread it.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets really tricky. COVID is somewhat of a different disease or virus, you know, depending on your age and fitness level. Mm-hmm. And this is why a lot of young people haven't gotten it, because they're not going to suffer the severe outcome. Yes, do I think it's irresponsible that they would go and give it to granny, you know, or to, I mean, they could be.
It was her time.
They could be asymptomatic. Let's face it. This is where people are getting COVID indoors.
Yeah.
They're getting it, you know, indoors. So it's like, but as I listened to that Bradley and another very well spoken person, it was like, you take care of you. Like, for example, if you're going in an elevator, obviously you're sharing very close air. There's one person who's vaccinated. There's one person who's not. If you've both got masks on, you're probably not going to get it anything from either one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I would love to ask Bradley, what is your objection to the vaccine? Some common ones are, you know, someone at Fashion Week was organizing something last month, and they said that a lot of the models, everyone had to be vaccinated for the makeup artists, everyone. Yeah. The audience, but a lot of these young models would not get vaccinated, like including some of the top models, because they'd seen on TikTok that it can cause problems with pregnancy. So, you know,
the vaccine hasn't even been out that long for people to have this information. People are literally making things up. The vaccine has not even been out for 9 months. So how the fuck do you know what it does for pregnant people?
But that could work the other way, and they could say that it wasn't even tested, you know, for that long. And so, okay, here's one of the things that they got Russell Brand on. They got Russell Brand for saying that the FDA is funded by the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. Forbes wrote that. Forbes, you know, that's an article in Forbes. I had heard that it was 40%, but obviously that's a clear conflict of interest.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I say, I've already got my flu vaccine. My mother's a nurse, and, you know, okay. I don't want an authoritarian government, but something tells me that in China, they went to your house, tested everybody right then and there. If you had it, they took you with them.
And they shot you.
And then when it came time to get the vaccine, when everyone else quarantined.
Yeah.
And when it came time to get vaccine, they didn't say, oh, which one of the three would you like on what day? You know, blah, 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 blah. They said, boom. You know, so I'm torn between that because I think that that worked for them, although we never know with Chinese, you know, figures. And I also to see like 72,000 nurses fired in New York because they don't want to get the vaccine. We were just banging pots and pans and applauding them as essential workers. And, you know, I don't know everything. Do they know something I don't know? Are they Trumpers? Are they black people? Are they Latino people? Are they natural foods, you know, people? You know, I'm going to get all the vaccines and the boosters or whatever, but I don't know how I feel about the vaccine mandate, because I see both the Chinese authoritarian way of doing it, and I don't know where I'm at yet. But they are protesting having to get the vaccine in Australia, England, all over. I mean, here. So, yeah, I actually think that Biden had a good compromise. Everybody, I don't like Joe Biden. He had a good compromise. Oh, he said that this is not true for federal employees, but you either have to get the vaccine or you have to be tested regularly. So they don't have to, it's not a strong mandate. It says get vaccinated or endure these weekly tests. I just did a movie. We had to be tested every, 3 days. Why would you
and
not?
You're vaxxed.
Why would you not want to get it? Yeah. Why would you want to go to work with COVID?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bunny? We can talk about this forever, but this podcast can't go on forever. This has been a lovely conversation. And listen, the Facebook thing will be growing and changing. I'm sure we'll be hearing about this for the next couple of weeks, obviously. And hopefully Facebook and Instagram don't go down soon. WhatsApp, I don't use WhatsApp. I mean, a lot of international people do, so I know they were really suffering. But
Well, I'm on Parler as anti-vax. No, I'm just kidding.
Girl, all right, you heard it here first.
I have to admit, I felt terrible after my second shot of the vaccine. For rabies.
Thank y'all for tuning into another episode of Ebony and Irony. This is my Someone Exchange.
And I'm Lady Bunyan.
And we'll see y'all next time.
A podcast network.